Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
And I'm Dave Smith. It is Thursday, September 1st, and we're the show that updates whenever there's news, all day, every weekday.
Here's the latest. In a quick end-of-day rally, the S&P managed to close in slightly positive territory, up 0.3%, narrowly avoiding a fifth straight day of losses as investors eagerly await tomorrow morning's monthly jobs report. It's the last report before the Fed's next move on interest rates. Ahead of Labor Day weekend, pilots are protesting at major airports across the country today, demanding better working conditions. The union that represents more than 60,000 pilots from companies like Delta and United Airlines says its members are exhausted and demoralized by, well, take your pick, a summer of travel chaos, labor shortages, low pay, demanding hours. Also, the pilots picketing were off duty, so if your flight was canceled today, it most likely was not because of the protest. A Russian oil oligarch criticized the war in Ukraine 6 months ago. Now he's died under suspicious circumstances. Russian state media reported that Ravik Maganov, quote, fell through a hospital window today. Local police told the outlet that his death was an apparent suicide, but it's not the first time in the last few months that a prominent Russian energy oligarch has turned up dead in an alleged suicide. At least six have. Amazon's highly anticipated Lord of the Rings prequel series called Rings of Power premieres tonight on Prime. The series will take place 3,000 years before the events of the beloved novels and Peter Jackson films. There's a lot riding on this premiere, and not just because it may be the most expensive show ever made. It's the streaming service's biggest hope to compete with HBO's House of the Dragon and Netflix's Stranger Things. But so far, critics who screened the first couple of episodes aren't that impressed. The Washington Post calls The Rings of Power beautiful, banal boredom. Ugh, I'll probably still watch it, though.
Today and every day, we're updating The Refresh from Insider as news happens, so check back whenever you want to know the latest.
Did you know you can share any of our segments on social media? Just look in the description section on your podcast app and you'll see a little share link next to each story. It's super easy. Give it a try. Coming up, we play two headlines and a lie.
Edit is getting a Twitter button. Button is getting an edit Twitter. Okay, huge news. Twitter is getting an edit button. After 15 years of refusing to budge, the platform is finally unveiling a feature that will let users edit their tweets after posting them. Critics worry that the button will allow users to post a benign tweet and then, after it's been widely shared, change it to something nefarious, or the other way around. But Twitter says you can only edit up to 30 minutes after you tweet, and it'll be obvious that you did so. The button is not yet available to everyone. First, it'll be internally tested among employees, and then expanded to Twitter Blue subscribers.
If you want to make it as an online influencer, it helps to get your account verified. Well, a new investigation from ProPublica has revealed a massive scam involving hundreds of accounts that fraudulently bought a coveted blue check on Instagram. Starting at $25,000, a Miami-based DJ named Dylan Shamoon would set up fake artist pages on Spotify and Apple Music to get people verified as musicians. Apparently, Insta never bothered to check if that was legit. Following the report, pairing company Meta has removed 300 accounts and counting.
The UN on Wednesday released a long-awaited report saying China has committed human rights violations against Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang. The 45-page document accuses China of, quote, patterns of torture or other forms of cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment. It includes interviews with 40 people. Many described instances of sexual violence, sexual humiliation, and rape, and being forced to take pills or injections that made them drowsy. The Chinese government responded with a document nearly three times the length of the UN's report, saying the findings are, quote, based on the disinformation and lies fabricated by anti-China forces.
You need to evacuate the area immediately, That's the message some TV watchers in Los Angeles accidentally received last night. It was a broadcast error, says the Ventura County Sheriff's Department, but it was an especially bad time for the mistake. The area is already on edge as a heat wave sparked wildfires in southwestern LA. Extreme temperatures are forecast to threaten the area for the next 9 to 10 days.
But the last living member of the Monkees isn't monkeying around with the FBI. Mickey Dolenz is suing the Bureau to see why exactly he and his bandmates were being tracked in the late 60s. The band was among several celebrities who protested the Vietnam War, and a heavily redacted file released in 2011 showed the FBI was watching them. Now Dolenz wants to see what exactly it was that the FBI found so interesting.
Dave, it's time for us to play our weekly game, Two Headlines and a Lie. And of course, our friend Maddie Merritt from Morning Brew is here again to play with us.
Yes, Morning Brew runs a version of this game every Thursday in their daily newsletter. So Maddie, can you remind our listeners how the game works?
So I'm going to read you three news headlines. All of them might seem like they're real, but one is more fake than an affordable brunch option.
So true.
And Dave and Rebecca, as always, you're going to try to guess which headline you think is the lie.
And Dave, it seems like you're doomed to lose this game almost every time. Last week, we both chose the right answer, but then you changed.
Don't remind me.
But then you changed your answer at the last second and lost.
Maddie is inside my mind, okay? She's making me do this. So let's see what happens this week. Maddie, take it away.
Okay. Headline A, Sedona will pay residents to not use homes as Airbnb rentals. Headline B, a Texas school faces criticism for making students clean school security officers' boots. And headline C, long overlooked Oregon Swastika Mountain may have a new name soon.
These all seem totally real to me.
Maddie, you've done it again.
Swastika Mountain? Been there? Have you been there, Dave? No?
No, I can't say I have.
Me neither.
As a Jew, I don't know if I'm welcome there, to be honest with you.
And that Texas story about a school district making students clean security officers' boots just sounds depressingly real to me. So I'm going to go ahead and say that one is true.
I agree.
And Sedona trying to make residents not Airbnb their homes sounds like a good idea because there is housing shortages everywhere. So I'm going to say that is the fake one because we can't get nice things in this world.
I'm going to agree with Rebecca, not because I'm just deathly afraid of being wrong, which I am, but also because, like, how do you actually manage that?
Yeah.
And the other two also just sound so, like, kind of awful and plausible at the same time. Like a place that still has a terrible name and a school just being like having like a really ridiculous punishment. So I'm going to stick with the headline A.
Maddie, you clearly caught us in a week where we have lost all faith in humanity.
Yeah, this is some bleak justification, unfortunately.
Okay, Maddie, give us the truth.
Okay, so both of you are wrong. The fake headline is the school security boot cleaning. I made that up out of my messed up little brain.
Unbelievable. Rebecca, I trusted you.
If Texas Governor Greg Abbott is hearing this, Maddie, you know he's going to steal that idea, right?
Oh, it's going to be true next week. Absolutely.
Yes.
I have to believe there is a school in Texas that is doing this, though.
There has to be. This just feels real in my bones.
Well, Maddie, congrats.
Thank you.
You want to take us through the other real headlines, though?
Yes. So this first story is finally good news. The city of Sedona, Arizona, is offering to pay homeowners to lease their homes to local workers long term instead of renting them as Airbnbs. So a lot of people who work in the city, which is a major tourist destination, can't afford to even live in the city. This incentive, passed by the city council this week, would expand affordable housing in the area, but bachelorette parties in the area are going to be very angry.
Of all the problems out there, bachelorette parties.
That's the worst.
They need to be stopped. They need to be stopped. All right, and now please tell us about Swastika Mountain. I've been waiting for this one.
So there is an actual mountain in Oregon called Swastika Mountain. It's a remote mountain in the Umpqua National Forest that's not well known even by Oregonians. There actually wasn't even a single complaint about the mountain's name until recently. The mountain was named Swastika in the early 1900s, long before Hitler co-opted the symbol, which originally signified well-being in some ancient societies, but obviously the swastika took on a whole different meaning after Hitler, so local authorities are working on renaming it.
Wow.
Good for them. Well, Dave, another week, another loss. Well, Maddie, pleasure losing to you. Thanks again.
Yeah, thanks, Maddie.
And be sure to visit morningbrew.com to subscribe to their great daily newsletter and listen to the Refresh from Insider again next Thursday for another two headlines and a lie. Make sure to follow the Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
You can also just tell your smart speaker to play the Refresh from Insider podcast. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Talk to you soon.